Member Cantwell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I thank my colleagues for moving and being dedicated to this bill. Obviously, had a chance to work in the last Congress with our colleague from North Dakota on this and was very disappointed that even though we moved it out of the United States Senate, there was a roadblock in the House of Representatives. So hopefully this roadblock won't exist anymore. But I just think today about who might have been saved if, in fact, we would have moved sooner on this. And that is why it's imperative that we move now. I have strong support for Savannah's Act. All over the country, these Native women and girls are missing, murdered, and assaulted at these unbelievable rates. And a released report by the Seattle Indian Health Board found that Washington, the state of Washington, has the highest number of cases of murdered and missing and indigenous women. It also found that two of my state's largest cities, Seattle and Tacoma, are in the top 10 nationwide cities with the highest numbers of cases. In fact, Seattle ranks number one. So I want to see this legislation passed. I want us to get it to the House of Representatives this year, and I want to see the House of Representatives take action on it this year. There's no reason that the House of Representatives didn't take action on it in the past Congress. So we know that what is missing here is the framework that Savannah's Act will give us. And while I also want to pass the Violence Against Women Act, I also don't want Savannah's Act held hostage to getting that legislation done. We need to give Indian Country more specificity today in the framework with working with local law enforcement to get that done. And we will fight, I believe the Congress has missed the point by not having the Violence Against Women Act on the floor this year. There are lots to do in the United States Senate, and everything that's expiring, in my opinion, should have action on it, including that. But let's move Savannah's Act today. The Yakima Nation has decades-old unsolved cases of family members that have gone missing, been murdered, or had mysterious deaths that have not been solved. This, too, is unacceptable. This epidemic is unacceptable. And we can't ignore the families and friends who've been left without answers. So I am proud to have been a past supporter of this legislation. I want to make sure it gets through the hurdles of the legislative Congress this year. Native American women, Native Alaska women, deserve to have this in law this year. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, then we'll